Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Let's talk about baseball.
Hello, fantasy managers, and welcome to the First Pitch Podcast on PitcherList. My name is Trevor Huth. We got lots to get into. We had a full slate of games today, so let's just jump in. But first and foremost, happy minor league opening day to everybody. We've had AAA. Now we got the rest of it. That is so exciting if you're a dynasty slash prospect nerd like me. So happy minor league opening day to everybody. Jumping into some other news, speaking of prospects, Rockies top prospect Chase DeLander set to make his debut on Sunday. He's going to make it against the A's. Look, Rockies pitchers are Rockies pitchers, but he supposedly has the stuff. I mean, he has really good stuff. The question is, can it play in Colorado? I've seen some things saying it can from some very reliable sources. We will have to see what happens. But either way, always fun when a top prospect makes their debut, and Chase DeLander will be doing so against the Athletics. Next bit of news we got, Jack Leiter put on the 15-day IL with a blister. That's retroactive to April 3rd, and taking his place will be Patrick Corbin. Now, Corbin obviously is the corresponding move. The way their schedule works out, they really may not need a fifth starter, but maybe one time during this absence for Jack Leiter, but he is on the 15-day IL, should be just a couple of weeks on the shelf for him. Jesse Chavez back with the Braves on a minor league deal. I just mentioned him yesterday. Figure I should mention him again. Caden Dana was recalled today by the Angels. He made his debut last year. They actually used him in relief, and he went three innings, gave up a pair of earned runs with a pair of strikeouts. So we'll see what role he takes. You imagine that would be starter. He's one of their top prospects, but he did work out of relief in his first appearance since being promoted to the Angels for this season. And of course, in the world of players coming back, Spencer Strider, my gosh, 5.2 scoreless innings, struck out 8 batters, and his fastball topped out at 97, 98, somewhere in there on the stadium gun. He was averaging around 96. Seems like he's just about ready, if not ready. We'll see how long they wait, but in theory, Spencer Strider could be throwing pitches in Major League Baseball within the next couple weeks, which is super exciting. Again, just a fantastic rehab outing for him. 8 strikeouts across 5.2 scoreless innings, and getting up, 97, 98 is where Spencer Strider was topping out at. So that is awesome. Gunnar Henderson is back. First game back today, went 1-for-4 with a strikeout, but, you know, just worth mentioning, one of the top hitters last year, he's back. My fantasy rosters are certainly happy about that. Hopefully some of yours are as well. Teoscar Hernandez stealing a pair of bags today, as with Mookie Betts. They stole 3 times off JT Realmuto, who's obviously known as a defensive catcher. I mean, he does everything, but his defense is top flight. He got caught stealing 3 times too. It just seems like you don't really see 3 steals off JT Realmuto, but Teoscar Hernandez had a pair. Mookie Betts had one. Trio of hitters to mention with the Washington Nationals as we move along here on the First Pitch Podcast. CJ Abrams, 2-for-4 with a home run, couple of strikeouts. Just good to see, him hit a home run. I mean, him start to get going. Nate Lowe, he's hitting .333 in the early part of this season. He went 2-for-4, hit his 3rd home run of the year. So starting out really well in his Nationals tenure. Obviously, we're still very early in the season, but the early returns are good so far. Again, trio of home runs hitting .333 to start things. And I mentioned Dylan Cruz finally got his first hit. He just went 1-for-4 today, no strikeouts, but that now makes him 1-for-22 with 10 strikeouts to start the year. Hopefully just getting a hit will get him going and we start to see what Dylan Cruz is and what Dylan Cruz can be at the major league level. That is not something I believe we have seen quite yet during his time. Obviously still very young and still very early on in his career as he is a top prospect. So he had time last year, but still working his way in. Corbin Carroll hit a pair of bombs today. You love to see it. Again, baseball's top players doing baseball top player things. Always good. Jorge Polanco, let's talk about him for a minute. Is this a bounce back? People are talking. People are debating, is this a bounce back? Jorge Polanco hitting 450 early on. He was 3-for-5 today with his second home run of the season. So he's certainly starting off hot. Definitely somebody to go after if you need help, you know, filling out your fantasy rosters. Because, again, when players are on heaters, you might as well, right? That's how we win fantasy leagues. Lamonte Wade Jr. had a really good day today, just worth mentioning. He had 3 hits, 2 doubles, and a triple. And fun fact about Lamonte Wade Jr.'s season thus far, he has 4 total hits. The 2 doubles from today, the triple from today, and a home run. He has yet to hit a single this year, obviously only 4 hits, but he has yet to actually hit a single. Which just, I don't know, seems worth noting, just like Senzatella's line yesterday. Aaron Judge is inevitable as we're moving along our top hitters here. I have a lot of players to get through, so we're zooming through some of these guys. But Aaron Judge is inevitable, I guess. He hit another home run today. He's already up to 6 home runs, and he's not using torpedo bats. He's just, I don't know, being Aaron Judge. And I guess Aaron Judge is just going to hit tank after tank. And I don't know the pace, and I'm not that great at mental math, but I think he's on pace for 10,000 home runs this year. I could be wrong about that. Maybe a little less, but give or take, he's on quite the home run pace, to say the least. Speaking of players who are hitting home runs, on the opposite end of the spectrum, Jacob Wilson, the rookie shortstop for the A's, was not supposed to be a power hitter and is not likely to be a power hitter. He's a contact guy. That's the book on him through and through. But I think, and I maybe go out on a ledge here, maybe other people are talking about this, he has more power than we're giving him credit for. He hit his second home run today already in the season. And he's a guy who you're thinking maybe is going to be single digit home runs entering the year. At least that's the talk that I was seeing. That's, you know, in the talks I've had, that's kind of where it was at. You're thinking maybe getting double digit. He's on a pretty good pace. He hit a bunch of home runs in spring too. I think he has some more power. You know, if I'm not mistaken, his bat speed isn't as high as you would think. So maybe that's where this where's the power going to come from is coming in. But I think he has some pull side pop, and I think we're seeing that when he can connect and he can yank the ball, he's gonna hit some home runs out, especially with that park in Sacramento. I think he's got a good chance to hit for more power than we think. So if he's still available, he's a guy that I would definitely be going after in my redraft leagues. Speaking of guys who may or may not be available, Ivan Herrera with the Cardinals, catcher, is available in 40, or is only rostered rather in 45% of Yahoo leagues. He hit his 4th home run already today. So if you're looking for catcher help, if your catcher's, you know, hurt, your catcher that you thought you had isn't doing as well, Herrera might be available. And he is definitely somebody who is hitting the ball very, very well right now. And definitely a guy that I would be looking into and potentially just adding to see how long this can last. I mean, he was a pretty well-regarded prospect at a time, but the Cardinals catching prospects have always been a little weird. I mean, you know, Yadier Molina outlasted Carson Kelly, and then he outlasted Andrew Kisner, who were the heir apparents. And then as soon as it seemed like it was Herrera's time, they signed Contreras. So their catching prospects have always been kind of weird. Regular playing time, Herrera's hitting the ball really well right now, and definitely someone that if I need a catcher, I would look into. Again, only rostered in 45% of Yahoo leagues right now. Speaking of players who I weren't supposed to be able to hit, Willier Abreu, Gold Glove, going to keep him in the Red Sox outfield. Of course, he won a Gold Glove last year. He's hitting 500 in the early going, 3 home runs already. He went 3-for-5 today. So another guy who's hitting the ball really well. And some of these guys are not, you know, the people you're going after for fantasy leagues. And that means they could be helping you while they're on these hot stretches, unless these hot stretches extend out and all of a sudden you have seasons. Obviously hard to tell. Not something I'm going to be able to tell you right now, but I can tell you these guys are hitting the ball very well. Speaking of someone hitting the ball very well, Jose Ramirez, we know he's good. He hit 3 home runs today, or he hit 3 home runs rather yesterday. So that's good. Trio of home runs, I would say, bringing him to 4 on the year. And another player with multiple home runs, Kerry Carpenter with the Tigers. He hit 2 home runs. And what's notable about this day, we know Kerry Carpenter can hit home runs. That's like what he does. But what's notable is one of them was off a lefty. And that is something that he's not supposed to be able to do. It was a lefty reliever from the White Sox. So grain of salt that as much as you would like. But if he can start to hit lefties consistently and show power against lefties consistently, and you are getting Kerry Carpenter against lefties and righties with success, that's going to be really, really good. And that's going to be someone who is going to way outperform the projections, because projections have him just as a platoon against right-handers. Hit a home run off a lefty today. Taking a look at some of the pitching matchups, Tyler Molly, 5 strikeouts, surrendered 1 hit across 5 innings. So a solid outing from him. Ooh, Spencer Schwellenbach, though. I talked about him yesterday. I'm going to keep talking about him anytime he pitches. That's a guy who I am anticipating taking a step into fantasy acehood. 10 strikeouts across 8 innings today. No walks, only gave up a couple of hits. So obviously this is a guy who, if you don't have, you're probably not going to get at this point. But my gosh, he looked fantastic today. He was facing off against Max Meyer, a guy who I was also pretty excited about heading into the day. Meyer didn't look as good, still struck out 8 over 6 innings, gave up 3 earned runs. So not a terrible day by any means, but obviously not as good as what Spencer Schwellenbach was putting forth. Yamamoto today, 6 scoreless, 5 strikeouts, and the Dodgers finally lost a game. Apparently they're not going to go 162-0. That was seeming possible, I guess, as they just wouldn't lose to start the year. They kept, you know, they even went into extra innings and beat the Tigers a few times. Max Fried had a good outing for the Yankees today, 5.2 innings, 6 strikeouts. I mentioned Osvaldo Beto yesterday as a guy who could be just like a reliable arm, a guy that you can stream, a guy that you could maybe even plug in. 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 strikeouts in his game yesterday. So a very solid outing for Beto once again. Last starter I want to talk about is Jack Flaherty, and we're going to pause here for a minute. Jack Flaherty struck out 7 across 5.2 innings. It was a very good outing for him, but the velo was a little wonky. He was averaging about 92. He topped out at 94, but he bottomed out just over 88, between 88, 89 miles an hour, according to reporters. So something to watch with him. He still, again, had a great day, struck out 7 over 5.2, but the velo wasn't quite there the way it has been, and that's something to monitor moving forward. Speaking of velo, let's talk relievers. Oh my gosh, Justin Martinez is nasty. Justin Martinez with the D-backs. I'm just going to say, if you haven't seen it, Pitching Ninja posted a video of Justin Martinez's 90-mile-an-hour splitter that just completely dropped off the table. It's just nuts. It's gross. It's disgusting in the best way possible. And if you haven't seen it, I would go find it just for your viewing pleasure, because my gosh. Mason Miller with the A's hit 101 in the snow today. That's real velo. That's all I can say. I don't know. If I'm playing in the snow, if I'm pitching in the snow, I don't have my best velo. Oh, that's not a fun thing to do. I've done it before. I was a high school pitcher in Connecticut. I've had to pitch in the snow. Okay, but I don't, obviously wasn't close to 101 and having that kind of velo. Mason Miller hitting 101 just seems super impressive to me, you know, considering I topped out at like probably 68 miles an hour in the snow. I wasn't very good. But this podcast isn't about my career. Unless, no, it's not. So, one more reliever, Emmanuel Clase. I don't know. I don't know. I'm starting to get worried. I'm a guy who doesn't worry about the good players, but I'm starting to get a little worried here. They put him in a 4-run game, and he very, very quickly made that a 2-run game in his one inning of work. And it's just, he doesn't quite have the dominating stuff. I mean, I think he did end up striking out a pair, but he gave up a home run to Logan Ohapi, and he wound up giving up another run off of a double from Joe Adell. So he's just not that dominant closer that was around last year that, you know, was in Cy Young talks. So I don't know what's happening with Emmanuel Clase. I hope he figures it out soon, but he's had enough, you know, dating back to the playoffs, he's had enough concerning outings, and I wasn't even paying attention in spring. I know the spring wasn't great, but it's just, he hasn't put it together in a while, and that's starting to be concerning. I know that, again, Dynasty is a different animal. I gave up an arm and a leg to get him in Dynasty because I was taking a step forward to try and really take a championship this year. And, well, frankly, I'm kind of regretting it at this point, and it's looking like that's going to wind up to be a terrible trade on my end, because he just has not looked like the Emmanuel Clase that we expect. And I'm not saying sell. I'm not saying he's done forever by any stretch of the imagination, but if you are looking for that RP1, that top closer, that dominant guy, you expect him to pitch shutout baseball. And that is just not something that I feel like we've seen from him, or at least that I've noted that I've seen from him, dating back for a while. So, I'm starting to get a little concerned about Emmanuel Class A. We'll have to see what happens. It's a long season. We're just at the beginning of it. I'm still hopeful, very, very hopeful, but I guess you just never quite know. What we're going to do right now is take a quick timeout. We come back. I'm going to look at some games from today, some pitching matchups today that I am interested in. Appreciate you joining me once again. My name is Trevor Huth, and this is the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. My name is Trevor Huth. Appreciate you joining me here today. I have three pitching matchups, and this is both sides of the coin who I am going to be paying attention to, who I think might be a fun battle or just different things that I want to look at. Roky Sasaki versus Aaron Nola is going to be on slated for today. That is interesting for a couple reasons. One, Aaron Nola's Aaron Nola, but two, can we finally see Roky Sasaki put it together? What is his fastball command going to look like? That is going to be the biggest thing to watch in this start. He's not had great outings yet. So we'll see what happens with Sasaki against the Phillies. Again, looking for his command. I mean, I think that's what we're waiting on to see the rest, but we got to have that command first. Tanner Bibee versus Jack Kochanowicz doesn't sound great on the surface, but obviously Bibee just got his extension before the season, so he's always a fun watch. Jack Kochanowicz, I have no reasoning. There's just something. He's a one pitch pitcher. He was one pitch pitcher, but he had a decent first outing. He had a decent spring. So I'm wondering if there's kind of a step forward where in redraft leagues, unless it's a deep league, you're still not interested, but he's trending in the right direction, I think is the best way to put it. I play in super deep leagues, so he's a guy who I'm always interested in to see. But if he can kind of put out steady performances, he's never going to get you a billion strikeouts. That's not going to work out. But he's been having pretty good luck lately, so going to be interesting to see how he does against the Guardians. The last matchup that I'm keeping an eye on, Taj Bradley versus Jacob DeGrom. Taj Bradley's a guy who I'm really excited about for the 2025 season, as I'm sure many are. Rays prospect, and Jacob DeGrom is, I mean, quite obviously Jacob DeGrom. So that could be a very fun matchup as the Rays take on the Rangers. So just a few games there to watch, a few things to watch. Again, I think the most interesting pitcher, the most pivotal pitcher that I'm watching in the games today is Roky Sasaki. What does that command look like? I'm going to reiterate that because that's going to be hugely important for those of us who paid the draft price to get Roky Sasaki, which I also did. So you're not alone. But if you know we're waiting on that return on investment, I want to see what that command looks like. Again, not just like with Class A, not sounding the alarms, not selling, not worried, but you want to see a step forward here soon. And that goes for Sasaki or Class A. Once again, we have a lot of great content on PitcherList. Be sure to check that out. Check out the writing. Check out the pitcher rankings, the hitter rankings, the relief pitcher rankings. All of that stuff can be found on PitcherList. And of course, join PL Pro. Have access to the Discord. Very, very active Discord. Lots of good information being shared there. And of course, I would love to talk to you there as well. I'm usually hanging out in the Dynasty channel or in the Baseball General channel. I've been known to be there making some bad jokes. So please join us on PL Pro and on the PitcherList Discord. But for today, I appreciate you listening. I will see you guys tomorrow. This has been the First Pitch Podcast on PitcherList.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.